I don't know how many people know, I am a Black Panther.
Yeah.
You understand? And I go all the way back, me and little Bobby was partners. Cause we used to be, he used to go, when he go across the street, he had this little skit. He used to do when he crossed the street. I mean, you had to run with him to be walking down the street to know that. It wasn't like something that you just had to, you know, you had to run with him to see him do that little skit. So, you know, little Bobby, we developed in it a good, better than a good relationship, because he, when some incidents happened in L.A., he came down from Oakland, and he said he brought Bessie with him. I said, who Bessie? He said, this Bessie. I said, oh, okay, all right. So, I mean, it was like we was willing not only to defend each other, but we was also willing to shed blood for each other. So, and I think that goes back with a lot of things that most of us don't talk about in the Black Panther Party, is that we was willing to sacrifice. We was willing to struggle. And if it calls for us giving up our blood, if it calls for taking blood, we wasn't ashamed to do what we had to do. And most people don't talk about it. I'm just facting. Most people do not talk about that we was not willing to just give up our lives. We was willing to take lives. See, that's what a lot of most people don't understand. And they talk about us, and they put us on this, they put us on that. But everybody ain't willing to do what we was willing to do. And it's a different time, it's a different era. I wouldn't put that same commitment on people today as that we had. But I have to go back to Lil Bobby, is that he was the inspiration. He was a young man that had made up his mind that he wasn't going to take no more. And he wasn't going to see this being passed on to the next generation. And that's what I've been fighting for, is to make sure that we don't pass this on. I want to see this shit change before I die. I want to see it change. I didn't do all this to pass it on to the next generation. We didn't design this to pass it on to the next. We was talking about dealing with it right then, right now. You know, we sorry that it got to this stage, but we ain't finished. We ain't finished. It ain't over. You know, we ain't all just all of a sudden, because, you know, people talk like we all dead or something. We done all died. We all dead, then it's all over with. You know, what began then is still going on now. What began before us, you know, go back to my ancestors, my great ancestors. This didn't just begin with one generation. This has been an ongoing struggle, and we ain't finished yet. And Lil Bobby is that young man. He was, I met him, I was 23, he was 17. He might have been 16, I might have been 22. But the point is that he was a young man that had made up his mind that he wasn't going to take this no more. That he had enough comprehension and understanding that what was going on in this society to know that it needed to be changed. You know, everybody go on this thing about, and it's very true, and it goes to myself. You know, I didn't learn how to read till I was 21. You know, little Bobby was learning. Huey, and Bobby helped Eldridge. I mean, helped little Bobby understand how to, and get his comprehension and the whole thing together in the beginning. After that point, you know, wasn't nobody there to help him to open up the books and read. He was doing it on his own. After he got that initial part, he was doing it on his comprehension and understanding on what was going on in the society. He had developed to a level that he could understand and comprehend it on his own. And that's the thing that they deal with Melvin dealing with the literacy program, as they get the inspiration from Lil Bobby, from him not being able to comprehend and understand in the beginning when he was 14 and 15 years old, to when he was 17 years old, he was a treasure of the Black Panther Party. So understand, he understood very well his position and what he was doing. It wasn't like he was operating from a position of ignorance. The young man was very, very, very intelligent. And I have to go back to that. We didn't just gain our intelligence because we read books. We didn't. It wasn't all in reading books. We had mother wit. You know, we could see things, we could read things, we could understand things. We could look at the situation and the conditions around in our community and understand what the hell was going on. And we didn't even have to read no book to understand that. You know, we didn't need no book to understand police brutality and getting murdered and getting shot down and not being able to get a job. We didn't need to read no book to understand that. It was simple. All you had to do was step out your door. It was confronting you every day. So the same conditions that a lot of people think today, they've been existing for a long time. They've been existing from the 40s. This ain't nothing new. The whole thing about this thing about police and our community. See, they introduced this. I have to talk about that for a minute. They introduced this back in the 50s, the early 50s. Talking about we need more police. Before that, they didn't need that many police in the black community. We was governing ourselves. We was taking care of our issues. We was dealing with shit. Then all of a sudden, now they're talking about, oh, y'all got crime. We need to divert things and control things. And now we've been penalized. We've been in the penitentiaries ever since. You know, they've been penalizing us for being black. We've been being black in America is a penalty. And little Bobby understood that very well. I'm trying to get y'all to understand. So this ain't nothing new. You know, this is recycling. What they're doing to us in this community is recycling. And we need to come out of this here and cut this out and stop it all. And that's what the Black Panther Party was all about changing the conditions of our community. If we change the conditions of our community, we change our behavior. We was talking about making a community that was going to be safe for us. We weren't talking about making a community that was going to be safe for white folks. We was talking about for ourselves. We talking about doing this for ourselves. We talking about making a better life for ourselves. We weren't talking about nobody else. And then if somebody else could benefit from our way of life, well and good. If we can change the way the American government functions, well and good. But our main concern was the black community. And that's where we came from. And little Bobby was a great inspiration for that spirit. And he was a young man that was dedicated to changing the conditions that we was living up under and by any means necessary, if it meant taking blood. I'm going to stop it there. I'm going to stop it there.
Thank you. All right. Well, it was kind of hard to come behind that one. The food is ready. We're going to put on the video, but I just wanted to say our slogan is, don't hate, educate. Talim thought of that. Raise your hand up, Talim. Let's give him a hand for that. The reason why coming after Ronald, I wanted to say that's important is because I know that the police used to pick up people just on the street and throw them out dead all the time. I mean, they'll get arrested and never get to the police station. They'd just be thrown out dead or, you know, people know that the police always have the right to do that. And so we were defending ourselves. That's why I want to say educate yourself. When you see the Panthers with guns, we were policing the police who were killing us. And with all these murders at nighttime and don't nobody know who doing them, it rings a bell to me. Maybe, you know, we got a curfew that ain't nobody told us about because I don't think it's that much black on black crime. We ain't that mad at each other. So every day it's three people getting shot, you know, women, you know, and in cars, sleep, and just weird kind of things. So I just say they keep doing it in different ways, and keep your eyes open. So we're going to put on the video. Talim, who is, are you in the contest?
I'll be in the contest.
Okay, so he has a poem and he wanted to do it, but we're going to wait till we do the contest. And so now we're going to ask everyone to have a bite to eat. We have several things in the back, pizza, sandwiches, chili, and we're going to watch a video for a few minutes, and then we're going to have some entertainment. So thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.